Hello and Happy New Year 2023. I'm Linor Moudou. Welcome to Health Chat. For many people, the new year is the right time to reflect and make some adjustments for a happier and healthier life. At least 55% of New Year's resolutions are health-related, according to a study published in the scientific journal Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin. Exercising more, losing weight, and eating healthier are common goals people set out to achieve when a new year rings in. But experts say focusing on health and well-being for the New Year's resolution is not always about starting a new diet or exercise plan. I spoke with Dr. Salam Akwelu, CEO of First Chiropractic Clinic in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. She discusses the connection between the heart and the brain and how we can improve overall well-being with simple techniques. Take a listen. Dr. Salam Akwelu, thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm so glad to be here.
It's great to have you. Listen, a new year is here, and a lot of times people have many New Year resolutions. Mm-hmm. As a chiropractor, a wellness expert, and a medical doctor, what would you say we need to focus on to really take care of our wellness overall?
What a beautiful question. To start with, you know, what I would make something forefront for wellness these days is if we can have our heart and brain connected, or what's called heart-brain coherence. By the way, I would say in order to do that, someone have to be very present in their body and very conscious. And in order to do that, again, we need to be very focusing on our breath. Actually, we do say life is between two breaths. That is the beginning. We come in with breathing in, and when we go out, we breathe out. But unfortunately, how often do we think of our breath? We don't, most of the time.
Yes.
When we forget our breath, it is literally we're forgetting our life.
So breathing is very important in this whole dynamic.
Extremely.
And when you talk about being present, what does it mean really? Because we hear that, but how are we present? How do we become present with ourselves?
That is so beautiful. You know, can we take half a minute and breathe? Focus on your breath. Listen to how the air is going through your nose. And feel it in your heart and breathe out. When we really focus, half a minute is so long. We are not going to be rushing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that gives us that power of being present in our body.
Very interesting. You also talked about the connection between the heart and the brain. Mm. What is that? Is it the biological aspect of it, or is it spiritual? Is it emotional? How is it?
Actually, it is biological and physiological. You know what? They used to tell us that our brain is really governing our body. Mm-hmm. Do you know that our heart to our brain nerve connection is 9 times powerful than the brain down to the heart? That means what really governs our life is really our heart, you know? We never knew that. And by the way, this is a very recent recent finding in physiology. And when a person connects the heart with the brain, which is only with 4 emotions,
okay,
amazing emotions. There is no other way to connect your heart with your brain. The first one is gratitude. With your breath, being grateful and feeling this air going in and out, that connects your heart with your brain. And that is called the heart coherence. That is really directly affecting even your health, to the point where it makes you so powerful, your body can fight disease for about 6 hours.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Gratitude, which is an emotion, as we like to think about,
can have a physiological, biological impact, connecting the heart and the brain.
Amazing. You know, there was a study. Sometimes there are some good things came out of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, if you take 3 minutes and breathe and out with gratitude, and if somebody takes your blood sample and take a test of the immune response of the immunoglobulin, mm-hmm. you will have a capacity to fight disease for 6 hours with 3 minutes gratitude.
So gratitude, you talk about breathing, mm-hmm. but gratitude we like to think about as how you feel. You're grateful for everything you have. You say mm-hmm. you are thankful. So is that really what we're talking about?
Yes,
here?
Yes.
Okay.
To concentrate, like sometimes we can say, oh, I'm grateful about this, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
But not connecting with our body.
That's
so
the key.
Keeping this breath.
Okay.
And being that grateful, it really makes our body change chemically.
Okay. And the next emotion?
Oh, the next emotion is appreciation. Appreciation is an amazing emotion.
Appreciation will be because we
think about appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I really appreciate what you do. It makes such an impact for the health of our continent.
Thank you.
That appreciation changes the chemistry for the person who's appreciating and the person who's listening or accepting this appreciation.
Okay.
That is the second one. The third one is really compassion, to have a compassion and, you know, for the world, for the people around us. And the last one will be caring and love. And this is when it says love can make the world go around.
Yes.
It can. So it is that powerful. You know, having this heart-brain coherence makes us healthier, makes us more productive, more focused, and unstressed.
Mm.
You know?
Yes, stress.
Stress is causing most of our illnesses, as you know. So why don't we have a shortcut to deal with stress? To be present for a few minutes. Then we can be productive and we can be cooperative when we work in teams. You know, for this new year, we have a lot of young people in our continent. So how can we make people more productive is to decrease the stress?
Yes.
And in Ethiopia, we are moving into this, trying to create 10 minutes for health. The labor intense industry, for people can take time to be present in their body, warm up and take care of their spine and do their breathing right and start their work.
So small steps prevent actually
yes.
health
yes.
issues.
By the way, stress and being unwell, and there were some studies in America. It is costing America about 12% of the GDP.
Wow.
That is a lot.
I can imagine that.
And, you know, when you have a lot, it might not be much, but if we're going in that direction in our continent, what a waste it would be from what we have to lose that much, because we're not taking care of each other and ourselves, our workforce. So I think prevention as being really the number one thing that we need to focus on. How about coming back and having heart coherence be something we teach from elementary school?
Yes.
And students can be more focused in their school, teachers can be more effective in what they're teaching, and the workforce will be having that as a habit and the way of being a calm, collected, and focused individual.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Mm. And before we wrap, is there a difference between the heart and brain connection and meditation? Because we hear a lot about meditation, or is it part of that big picture?
You know, meditation is very part of it.
Okay.
But really, It is the way how our body works. You know, we don't know much about our body. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So if we really tap in, you know, the study of this heart-brain coherence, they're saying when a person is in coherence, he gets or she gets so powerful. And if we get collectively in heart coherence, they are saying for a human being, it would be equivalent as the finding of a light in our world. Can you imagine what the light had done for us? I mean, it created this, what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine? It would be more powerful. Because in the way we're going about our life, mm-hmm. being conscious and being in coherence would make us so powerful in everything we do.
That's fantastic. So before we wrap, Dr. Salem, what is your advice for this new year, just if the takeaway or some steps for a better, healthier new year?
Honestly, can we really look at small things, starting teaching our children, just being conscious with their breath, conscious with their body, so they can make a better choice moment by moment. A choice is what is costing us so much. So let's choose right. Let's breathe. Let's be in coherence.
Fantastic. Let's all be in coherence, heart and brain. Thank you so much, Dr. Salem Makrilu. It was such a pleasure to have you.
The same. Thank you for having me, my dear.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Salem Makrilu, CEO of First Chiropractic Clinic in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Have you made a New Year's resolution? What do you hope to improve or accomplish in 2023? Let's go to Lagos, Nigeria to hear what some people have to say.
Yeah, I would say, okay, fine, stay fit, go to the gym, work out maybe twice a week, at least if possible. You understand? At least stay safe. Just keep staying safe. I think that's the best way.
People shouldn't be discouraged about what is happening around them, because, you know, people will believe that for you to achieve all these things, you have to have everything within your reach. But I have to say, just the little you have, do it. That's the, I think that's where it starts. Because if you don't start it little, it will take you, in fact, you wouldn't even do it at all. So everybody should start from where you know you can start, whether it's running in the morning, do whatever you want to do, just start from there.
Anything that will come to you is from Almighty God. Believe that. Then I hope God wants that He do that one for me for the last year. He's still there to do more than that for me to the next 2023. Inshallah, I believe that. Then this country is there's a hope. I believe that.
You know, food is very, very important. There are some people who desire. I'm working. I don't have time to eat. I don't have to, you know, that kind of thing is not good. One of my organa she I'm working with, is that I eat once in a day. If you see it, it's just like somehow, you know, that kind of thing. Try to even know twice in a day. You've got to give the strength.
My goal in 2023 is going to be on health, is going to be that I continuously maintain my stamina, my health standard, by seeing that I don't get struck by any ailment, maybe from fever, hepatitis B, HIV, or whatever, by taking precautionary measures, by abstaining from unprotected sex, by taking things that we ensure that I remain standard in order to give to the society just the way I've been doing.
Chicken eggs are an affordable source of protein and other nutrients. They are also naturally high in cholesterol, according to experts. Egg yolks have been blamed for raising cholesterol in the blood and causing heart disease. However, new research is showing different results. I spoke with Dr. Paul Kilgore, epidemiologist and scientific advisory board member with SRW Labs, to discuss the health benefits of eggs and issues around eggs consumption.
Dr. Paul Kilgore, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Lenore. It's great to be here with you.
Just for the record, would you please state your name and title?
Sure. Paul Kilgore. And I'm a physician. I am also an associate professor at Wayne State University, as well as a physician who consults on various matters of health.
Fantastic. So, Dr. Paul Kilgore, there
I wanted to start, okay, the year is going to end. There's a lot I want to talk to you about, but today we will just focus on eggs. The year is ending, a new year is coming. Eggs have had a very conflicting kind of report, right? Especially when we talk about egg yolks. First of all, enlighten us in terms of what kind of vitamins and nutrients egg as in general offer when we eat egg. What kind of vitamins and nutrients are we looking at?
Oh, Lenore, that's a great question. And, you know, eggs are so important to us nutritionally because they contain many important ingredients. Number one, protein. So eggs are a fantastic source of nutritional protein. And, of course, we use that protein to build muscle. But the protein is also used to make hormones, make antibodies that we protect ourselves against infections. We also use the protein in eggs to make neurotransmitters for our brain, to help our brain work well and keep it healthy. So the protein in eggs is super important. Number two are the vitamins you mentioned. So we have various vitamins, particularly vitamin D and other micronutrients like vitamin B. We also have important micronutrients that we know are very important, like zinc and magnesium and manganese. These micronutrients are so important because they help our body function. They help the chemicals and neurotransmitters function in our body. And they're really, really important because if we are deficient in things like zinc, we know that we can sometimes be immunodeficient or have difficulty fighting off infections.
So, Dr. Kilgore, when we talk about eggs, right, we hear very often that egg yolks is bad for you because it has cholesterol, it will increase your cholesterol and even make you gain weight. So is egg yolk bad for someone, true or false?
I think it's not true that eggs are bad for you, particularly egg yolks. And, you know, many years ago, one of the things that we knew is that cholesterol was an important ingredient in building up plaques in arteries. So when people were thinking about how to reduce our risk of getting these big plaques in arteries, people thought, well, let's reduce all sources of cholesterol if we can. So it's true that cholesterol from our diet does contribute to the level of cholesterol in our overall blood system. However, and it's important to know that genetics plays a huge role in whether or not we're going to have high cholesterol or low cholesterol. For example, in my family, I would say half of our family has relatively higher cholesterol, and the other half is having lower cholesterol, and our diets are relatively the same. So when we talk about protecting ourselves against heart disease, it's important to have a very good diet. So things like fatty fish or omega-3s sometimes have been mentioned in protecting our heart. Nutrition like fruits and vegetables are very important. Reducing red meat, very important to protect our heart and arteries. But the cholesterol in eggs is likely to be a minor factor, if at all, in any buildup of plaque due to cholesterol in our blood system.
That's interesting. So then, what is the better way to eat eggs? I guess my question is, what's better for someone's health? Is it cooked eggs or raw eggs? And when I mean raw eggs, I don't mean that drinking eggs that are not cooked. But for example, there's a way of cooking eggs that the yolk is not completely cooked, you know, things like that. What is better?
So there's a couple things to know. Number one, I recommend never eating raw eggs. In other words, just breaking the shell, putting it in a glass or a bowl, and eating it raw without cooking at all. The reason we don't want people to do that is that it can sometimes expose us to bacteria that can cause illness like salmonella. We know these bacteria can sometimes be in eggs, not all the time, but to make sure, we always recommend cooking the eggs. Now, you can cook an egg to various levels. And one of the things that people often do is they can make a hard-boiled egg or a soft-boiled egg. The key thing is to expose it to heat to make sure that we kill the bacteria as much as we can. So when you see the egg white, for example, turn from that clear or translucent color to a white, that's an important indicator showing that the egg is being cooked.
So talk to us about the different nutrients that are found in egg yolk specifically. You talked about eggs in general, but what about the egg yolk? Why is the egg yolk good for someone's health? What is found in there?
So we have the protein in the egg yolks for sure. So that's very important, as I've mentioned before. The other thing we know is we have the micronutrients like zinc and vitamin D and vitamin A and B. These are all really important for normal body function. Now, there's one other substance, one other protein I wanted people to know about today that's found in eggs. We actually discovered it many decades ago, and now we're learning much more about it. It's called IGY. IGY is what we call a glycoprotein. That means that it's a sugar and protein combination. It's actually an antibody that hens make. So hens, like ourselves, have antibodies to protect them from infection. It turns out that those IGY antibodies can be taken out of an egg. So we now have the process really well refined. So we can actually pull out the IGY antibody, purify it, put it into a capsule. It's now a supplement. And companies like SRW Laboratories, for example, in New Zealand, have created a supplement that combines IGY, the glycoprotein immuno-IGY, plus vitamins and zinc and other micronutrients like quercetin. And one of the things that we believe now is that this offers a potentially very powerful protection to boost our immunity against infections and other threats like stress. Just daily stress can be very, very damaging to our overall body and our immune system. So reducing stress is very important. The nutrient like IGY in eggs is a really important add-on, we believe, because it does offer that added level of protection.
That's great. So then I heard somewhere that eggs had some types of benefits when it comes to gut health. Is that true?
Yeah. So one of the things that we know, and we're learning literally more about every day, is the relationship between the gut and our bacteria in our gut to overall body function and other organ function, for example, our brain. And one of the things that we know is that the population of bacteria, what we call the microbiome in our gut, is very, very important to our overall health. It can even determine our mood, and the relationship between gut bacteria can be changed when we actually bring in things like IGY. So you've heard of probiotics, I'm sure, and your listeners have too. Probiotics are bacteria, friendly bacteria that are good for our gut, and they help crowd out the bad bacteria. It turns out that the IGY from hen's eggs, when we purify that and we bring it into the gut, it can actually interact with bad bacteria like E. coli. And one of the things that we have seen is that when we interact IGY with E. coli, we can actually reduce inflammation or reduce the negative effects of these bad bacteria in our gut. And so, for example, we're finding with athletes, when athletes take IGY or glycoprotein, you know, IGY, we find that they can actually be protected against the severe effects of endurance training inflammation that occurs when they really train hard. Every day, we're really at risk for lots of stress. Literally in our work or in our family life and just daily life, we know there's a lot of stress. Our job now is to find ways to reduce that stress. And good nutrition is number one. Good sleep is number two. Finding a way to exercise or get mobile and find ways to relax through meditation or exercise, very important. And other things that we can supplement to our diet, like immuno-IGY compound, that can be very important, because if we can reduce stress in our gut, it means that our other organs and our brain will also benefit from that.
That's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. So what are the main takeaways then?
Number one, eggs are very important as a nutritional source of protein and micronutrients. We also know that eggs contain this important glycoprotein, IGY, and that can also offer potential protection when we extract it out from eggs and bring it into a supplement like Immuno-IGY that we know SRW Laboratories is working on right now. The other thing we know is that when we think of eggs as a complement to our overall diet, we're not going to raise our cholesterol by introducing one or two eggs a day to our diet. So people don't need to worry about high cholesterol levels from one or two eggs a day. The benefits definitely outweigh any risk that people may have. So eggs are a great supplement, a great addition to your diet. And make sure you do cook them. Make sure they're thoroughly cooked with the whites turning from translucent to white, and get those egg yolks also cooked up, making sure that we kill any bad bacteria that may be in the egg.
So Dr. Kilgore, I cannot let you go without asking you your advice. With the new year around the corner, what do you advise people to do to live a healthy life?
For the new year, I recommend people sit down and look at where they want to focus on improving their health in 2023. That's a great way to start. And by making those goals right now, we can make a plan to move forward in reducing the risk of disease and protecting people from the dangers that they may encounter every day. I also recommend people develop a plan for activity. A little bit of exercise can go a long way, and also a diet plan, making sure that you focus on reducing fat intake, reducing sugar intake. I would say even limiting alcohol intake as well is very important, because that's a big source of calories, and making sure that you bring in those good fats, the omega-3s, as many fruits and vegetables as you can, and that would be a great way to protect us against heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and cancer too.
So Dr. Kilgore, where can the audience find more information about your advice and your work?
So we can visit SRW Laboratories is a great source. Also, drpaulkilgore.com is a great source of information. And of course, your station, your channel, and your program, stay tuned here, right, for much more information on great health tips.
Dr. Paul Kilgore, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Paul Kilgore, epidemiologist and member of the Scientific Advisory Board with SRW Labs. That's all for this edition of Health Chat. For more health news and medical breakthroughs, visit voaafrica.com. Thank you all for joining us, and special thanks to all our affiliate stations throughout Africa for carrying Health Chat. I'm your host, Lino Khumudu in Washington, with producer Mukbil Yabaro. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and strive to make every day in 2023 a healthy day.
On VOA Africa Radio, we let the sound tell you the story. News, sports, science, and entertainment available to you 24/7. Tune in on your local FM stations. We are also available on the medium waves, 909 kHz and 1530 kHz. Our short waves are 6080, 15580, 4930, 15165, 15580 and 17530 kHz. VOA Africa, your trusted source for news and information.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat.
whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays.